one day I'm going to be making seven figures. One day I'm going to be making multi six figures in my business, and my clients are going to be making that same amount of money. And it's that emotion and it's that real belief that I can do that that has helped me see success really fast and see money flowing in with ease. Building an online business you're obsessed with? I'm Lou Cornell and welcome to the Business Expansion Podcast, a show for all ambitious women who want to confidently build and expand their online businesses. Whether you're just starting out or you're already loving the online business space, this podcast is your go-to resource for leveling up your skills and expanding your mindset while creating a business and life you're utterly obsessed with. Are you ready to level up? Let's go. Welcome and welcome back to the Business Expansion Podcast. I am your host, Lou Cornell, and in this episode, I'm taking you a little behind the scenes into the money rituals and the money habits I do every day inside my business to generate six figures in 6 months. Now, these money rituals are very little to do with strategy, and they're a little bit more woo-woo. And the reason why I want to jump on and share this podcast episode with you is when I first started my business, I did not understand the woo-woo world. I was very anti-woo-woo. I didn't read personal development books. I didn't believe in manifestation. And very quickly joining the small business world, I see so much evidence of how powerful these practices are. So over the last 3.5 years, I've developed some money rituals that make me money every time I do them. They create safety and security in my business, and they're also really fun. And what I have learned to do in my business is have fun with money. And generating six figures in 6 months is something that once upon a time I always dreamt of. I did not believe this is possible, and now this is my reality, and I really bring it back to these rituals and habits and mindset shifts I have made to make this my now reality. So my money rituals, and for a very long time, I really hid a lot from money. I worked two jobs. I worked 60 hours. I never felt like I had enough money for the work that I was doing. I felt like I never got paid enough, and money never really stuck around along with me. The minute I got paid, a big bill came. The minute I maybe got a bonus, all the tires on my car needed to be replaced. And what I needed to do was create safety around money and trust with money. So one of the biggest things that I do when money comes into my business is I celebrate it. I literally sit at my desk. If I see a Stripe notification come through, if I see a new client sign up, I will literally say, thank you, more please. And one of the biggest things that I'm not afraid of is celebrating the amount of money that is coming into my business, but also asking for more. Because I can have more money, and that doesn't make me greedy. That doesn't make me a bad person. And I've done a lot of mindset work around why I'm so deserving of money, why I'm allowed to make incredible money, and how that's only going to help improve my life, but everyone else's life. By how making money means that I can show my clients how they can make more money so they can impact themselves, their families, their children, pay off their mortgage faster. That makes me feel so good day in, day out. And another thing that I do daily with my money rituals is, and like this sounds slightly cliche, I remember someone suggested I do this, I'm like, it's never going to work. But I have specific money affirmations that I say in the mirror every day that are really linked to 6 and 7 figure income. And I say them with conviction. I say them with power. I say them with excitement. And when I say them, I get really quite emotional, and I get so excited at one day I'm going to be making seven figures. One day I'm going to be making multi six figures in my business, and my clients are going to be making that same amount of money. And it's that emotion and it's that real belief that I can do that that has helped me see success really fast and see money flowing in with ease. And I think that has been a really powerful part too, is the belief that I have that I can make money, because for so long I did not believe it. When I first started my business, I had the belief that no one was going to pay me, that I was never going to make money. Why I started a business with that mindset belief is beyond me, but I did, and I still made money. So every time I make more money, I use that evidence that I can make more. And I just have the belief, I feel safe in knowing that I am capable of making money, and more money will be coming to me. So the specific practices and mindset shifts that I've incorporated into my routine are affirmations in the mirror. I also do a lot of manifestation. So that's through scripting. It's through writing down my goals as if I've already achieved them. I also like set all of my passcodes and things like that to the amount of money I'll be making each month. And each month in my financial tracker, so I've got a cash flow for my business, I put down the money that I want to make. So I have regularly reoccurring income in my business through multiple income sources. I'm basically got money coming into my business till December 2025. But what I also do is I track all that income coming in that's predictable and that's secured, but I also manifest money that I want to see in my business. So I hit certain goals each month. And a specific practice that I do is I actually share this with my coach, is we have a shared project management board. And each month I write in, I want to make X amount of dollars per month, and I map out exactly how I'm going to do that. Through the income I've already received, through the income that I'm going to receive by what specific programs I'm going to have, by how much money I'm going to make in a launch, by selling certain amounts of digital products. So I map it down to the cent. So I don't just have this vague plan of making $35,000 each month. I have a very, very, very clear plan of how exactly I'm going to make $35,000 down to the cent. Having that clarity has given me that next level confidence, and I deeply know how I'm going to make that money. And a big part of my routine too is I read two books over and over again. So if I ever get into a mindset funk, if I am ever potentially in a bit of a winter season of my business and money is slightly slowing down, I read Get Rich, Lucky Bitch by Denise Duffield Thomas. And I also read You're a Badass at Making Money. We'll link all of those books in the show notes. But those are the books I recommend to all my clients. They're the books that I also have in Audible. I have them in physical copies. Whenever I listen or read those books, whenever I'm in a mindset funk, whenever I feel like money isn't coming in as it should, those books help me see such a shift within my mind, but also in my physical reality. Within a couple of days, money is flowing into my business. And like I said, this is not strategy. It's a little bit woo-woo. It doesn't make any sense, but it works nearly every time. So one of the biggest things that I do is I know exactly what's coming into my business each month. I track my incomings. I also track my outgoings. I know how much it costs for me to run my business. I know how much tax I need to pay. I know how much GST I need to pay. Because I believe when we have that deeper knowledge on our business, when we know exactly what's going on, it's a lot easier to manifest money because we know exactly what's coming in down to the cent. So I have very strict sort of bookkeeping practices, and I track every single money coming in. And then what this has allowed me to do is it's allowed me to feel, most importantly, safe and secure in my business. I know how much money is coming in, so I know my mortgage is paid. I know I can pay for the holiday. I know that I can upgrade my laptop if ever required. I know that all those needs are being met, which means I can go the next step, which means I can have fun. And this is what allows me to set really fun manifestation goals, because I am making sure my financial goals are being hit each month. The most important part about being able to manifest money, being able to make money in your business, is you feel really safe around money and you have a neutral energy around money. So I celebrate every cent coming in, but I also don't panic when someone doesn't pay an invoice on time, or maybe someone has defaulted on a reoccurring payment. My energy is absolutely neutral. So I'm not, while I'm celebrating money come in, I'm also not crying when money's not coming in. I have a neutral energy because I trust that money is always going to come into my business. And I have evidence with my financial tracker that I am safe and secure with how much income I have. One of the particular challenges I have faced is what other people are going to think about me. So one time I was saying affirmations in the mirror, or I was reading a personal development book in public, and like my partner made a silly comment, like affirmations don't work. And you have to really push back and go, no, I believe they work for me. And like, thank you so much for sharing your opinion, but I'm not going to take that on board. Reading personal development books in public, especially around money, that can feel a little bit uncomfortable sometimes. People feel really uncomfortable reading books about making more money. Will that make them seem greedy? Will that make them seem like they're better than everybody else? Or what are other people's opinions going to mean about them? So being comfortable, and that it's okay that everyone doesn't agree with you, is a big challenge I've actually ever had to come. And also not taking other people's money mindset beliefs on board. My parents have a really big belief that, like, if you were to buy a brand new car, the minute you drive it out of the dealership, it loses X amount of dollars. That's a belief that I held on to for a really long time, but it actually wasn't my belief. This year, I bought a brand new car and I paid in cash. And it was a big mindset challenge because what my parents going to say? Were they going to be supportive of me buying a brand new car? And I realized I needed to step into my power and explain why this felt really good for me, why this decision was empowering for me, and that why I am allowed to make this decision. Because a lot of the money mindset beliefs we have or our attitudes around money are usually not ours. They are formed from childhood, usually from ones from our parents. So as we were growing up, we did not have a lot of money. I remember my parents fighting about money a bit, and I remember money being quite tight. So my natural reaction was, growing up, we can't afford things like that. I'll never buy a brand new car. In my business, I felt like I couldn't splash out and buy a brand new Apple laptop that costs $3,000. I need to conserve money. And what I realized was these beliefs weren't serving me and they weren't allowing me to grow. So overcoming these challenges has allowed me to feel safe with money. It's allowed me to spend my money in a way that feels really fun and joyful. But I've also formed my money beliefs that actually serve me. My biggest advice for women and businesswomen who want to enhance or create their own money rituals, or they don't know how to get started, is first of all, track all of your money. But that comes from an abundance point of view, because you actually don't know how much money is flowing into your business. So many of my clients are actually making more money than they realize, because when we first started working together, they weren't tracking. So track every cent that's coming in and celebrate every cent that's coming in. Use an Excel spreadsheet, it's so easy. And also track the outgoings, because you also may be spending money in your business in places that no longer serve you. You may have subscriptions that you're no longer using. You may be a part of a membership that you haven't jumped on in 6 months' time. And it's causing, you know, you to feel really crappy about where you're spending your money. You want to eliminate all those feelings. And then also find the joy in personal development or money books. When I first started my business, I thought that was so cringe. I thought they were a load of bollocks. I thought they would never work. And I remember when I went and got the books from the library, because I didn't want to buy them when I first started this journey, because what if they were crap? My mum made a comment like, those books don't work. Like, why are you reading those books? Like, you make money by working hard. And I really had to push back by saying, thank you so much for sharing, Mum, but that isn't the belief that I share. Of course, she's trying to keep me safe. Of course, she's just trying to show how she loves me. But reading those books and not listening to anyone else's attitude about them really was an incredible start to this. And these books now I've bought them on audiobooks. They are proudly on my shelf because they have changed my money mindset and they've changed how I now make and receive money in my life and business. And then another practice that I've also implemented was accepting money with joy. So like, say if a friend bought me a coffee, the old me would make such a scene. Oh my God, no, I can't accept that coffee. Let me pay you back. I would be in such a flap about it. All my friend wanted to do was buy me a cappuccino. Like, what a beautiful way of doing this. Someone bought me a birthday gift that I wasn't expecting. And instead of accepting the gift, I was like, oh my gosh, you shouldn't have done this. I'm not worthy of this gift. And it made actually a really uncomfortable experience for everyone. So now when someone shouts me lunch, buys me a coffee, gives me an unexpected gift, I accept it. I say, thank you so much. This is so beautiful. I so appreciate it. I appreciate you as a friend. And I really show my appreciation for that. And that also enables me to do it for other people. When I receive things now, I'm not in this negative spin about how I don't deserve this. A friend wants to buy me coffee. We have a beautiful friendship. Of course I deserve that, just as she deserves it from me at some point too. And being able to change that and allow money and gifts to come to me has also meant that my income flows to me a lot easier because I am reducing and removing all those money blocks I have in my business and life. So I really hope that has shown you how you can start accepting money with joy, how breaking down those mindset money blocks or those attitudes around money that are no longer serving you will open up space to receive money in business and life so much easier. And that brings me to the end of the episode. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, we'll list in the show notes my resources and the tools that I use to make more money in my business and also in my life. And if you want to talk more about this, if you want to change your money mindset, my DMs, my emails are always open. I love having these conversations with women. But if you loved this episode, please don't forget to rate and review it on the Apple Podcasts and on Spotify so I can get in front of more women. And if you want to stay updated around this podcast where my next episode is dropping, don't forget to hit subscribe. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll speak to you soon. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Business Expansion Podcast. If you loved this podcast, I'd absolutely love to connect with you via my Instagram. My Instagram name is LouiseCornell_, and I'll also link the handle in my show notes. Remember, you have the power to create a business that not only thrives, but brings you endless joy each and every day. I can't wait to see you next time.